Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
This is for every one of you out there. Have patience. Wait on the Lord. Just grab your neighbor by the hand and tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Tell him, wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song simply says this.
Sometimes in life, you'll find that you get in a hurry, but when you have assurance, no need to worry, you can wait on the Lord, and you'll see He always His word, but you must just trust in Him. Don't be dismayed. Whoa, can't cause it.
Patience in time of trouble.
Yeah.
Trust and believe.
Oh,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. What a great day this is in the Lord.
Yes, it is.
As you know, Nichelle, God is good
God
all
is
the
good.
Time.
All the time.
And all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
He is awesome.
Yes.
We're so excited today, and we'll tell you why.
In a minute, yes.
Mm-hmm. He is awesome in all of his ways.
Yes.
So I say to all of you listening tonight, good evening, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You have tuned into the Turn on the Light broadcast. My name is Elder Randolph Ford, and I am here with my spiritual partner in Christ, my wife, Elder Nichelle Ford.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have the distinct honor of again standing in for Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield this evening.
Yes.
They are still vacationing.
Yes.
What a wonderful thing.
Beautiful.
And we are so happy that they are able to take this time to get away and spend it with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we so miss them.
We truly
miss them. But we send our warm wishes to them and traveling mercies to them.
Truly.
And we look forward to hearing from them again on this broadcast next Saturday.
Yes, they will be back next Saturday.
Yes.
My wife and I are members of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International, which is located at 5883 Highway 155 North in Stockbridge, Georgia.
Yes.
Our senior pastor is Bishop Kevin J. Jones, and our co-founder is Dr. Ruth W. Smith.
Yes.
And our youth pastor, head of our entire youth department, is Pastor Tina Quinn.
Yes. And we are so excited about what's going on at the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we came off a retreat today.
Sure did.
We had the opportunity to attend a leadership retreat.
Powerful.
So we are just on an amazing spiritual high after that experience. And we thank God for each and every person that was in that room today.
Yeah.
And so going forward, just to say, our church services take place every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin with Elevating Faith at 9 a.m.
Yes.
We also have noonday Bible study on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join us for Word Up Wednesdays at 7 p.m. as well.
True.
Be aware that if you choose to attend services with us in person in the sanctuary, that all COVID protocols are in place. So know that your temperature will be checked at the door,
mm-hmm.
and you will be practicing social distancing, and you will be asked to wear a mask. Amen?
Yes. And in addition to that, Nichelle, as you know, our services are also available on live stream.
Yes,
so
they are.
So look for us on YouTube and Facebook Live,
mm-hmm.
under the tag Light of the World, Stockbridge, Georgia.
Yes.
But tonight, I have the distinct honor and privilege to introduce my lovely wife, Elder Nichelle, who will be bringing the word of inspiration tonight.
Hallelujah.
She is a powerful and anointed speaker of the world, and she will be breaking the bread of life for us tonight. And
thank
we
you.
So look forward to it. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, excuse me, as she comes forth, please make ready with your pens, your pencils, and your paper, and prepare yourselves to receive a word from the Lord, from Elder Nichelle Ford.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
You're
my dear
welcome.
Husband, you are amazing, I tell you. Thank you.
Who are you?
And so as we begin this evening, those of you that are out there in radio land, I ask that you get your Bibles ready, because we're about to dig into the Word. And as I begin every sermon that I speak, I ask that you repeat the following after me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
My Bible is the Word of God.
My Bible is the Word of God.
The Word of God is truth.
The Word of God is truth.
Truth can never be a lie.
Truth can never be a lie.
So whatever God says,
whatever God says,
must come to pass.
Must come to pass.
Amen.
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 So, brothers and sisters, this evening, I will be coming from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Again, the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And it reads as follows. Peter and John went to the temple one afternoon to take part in the 3 o'clock prayer service. As they approached the temple, a lame man from birth was being carried in. Each day he was put beside the temple gate, the one called the Beautiful Gate, so he could beg from the people going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for some money. Peter and John looked at him intently, and Peter said, "Look at us." The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting some money. But Peter said, "I don't have any silver or gold for you, but I'll give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, get up and walk." Then Peter took the lame man by the right hand and helped him up. As he did, the man's feet and ankles were instantly healed and strengthened.
Thank you, Lord.
He jumped up, stood on his feet, and began to walk. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. All the people saw him walking and heard him praising God. When they realized he was the same lame beggar that they had seen so often at the Beautiful Gate, they were absolutely astounded.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now I ask that you pray with me. Oh, good and gracious God, we have come again this evening, first of all, giving you all the honor and all the glory and all of the praise.
Yes.
We thank you for this opportunity to come together again to lift your name on high.
Thank you, Lord.
We are grateful for all that you have done for us.
Yes.
And for everything that you continue to do. I ask that you be with your servant here in this moment of time.
Yes, Lord.
Who humbly comes to bring a message that will educate, encourage, and inspire your people.
Yes.
Allow your word to come forth and speak to the heart of your people.
Speak, Lord.
Have me to say what needs to be said and open the ears of your people in order that they may hear what needs to be heard.
Yes.
We bless you, Lord. We bless you tonight,
bless you.
And every night,
bless you,
and every day. We love you, and amen.
Love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This evening, brothers and sisters, I would like to speak with you on the topic, what to expect when expecting. Again, what to expect when expecting.
Yes.
Expectations are how we hope or anticipate life will be. It is something that encompasses most, if not all, areas of our lives, our work, and even in our relationships. In general, the way that our life will unfold, it plays a major part in how our goals and life in the direction that we will go are formed.
Yes.
How we are able to envision our future is also affected by our expectations. Now, here are some interesting things that I want you to consider when you think about expectations. Number one, we all have them. They can be conscious or unconscious. They can be reasonable or unreasonable. They can be clearly stated or understated, or they can cause problems when they are not met. So believe it or not, whether our expectations are unconscious, unreasonable, understated, they are most likely to actually go unmet. And this often results in misunderstandings, conflicts, and anger.
Yeah.
But when we are careful to recognize our expectations and determine whether or not they are reasonable or unreasonable, and then we are able to let others know what they are, we can often avoid what can sometimes feel like a surprise attack to our person.
Yes.
that can actually damage relationships.
Sure.
Now, in the book of Luke, we find a condensed version. I do love the book of Luke,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
Right? It gives us a condensed version of the history of the early church.
Yeah.
And it gives the detail of the Holy Spirit's arrival and the fulfillment of Jesus' mandate and his impact throughout the world. It begins with the ascension of Jesus and goes on through Paul's jail time in Rome, and which opens up his ministry to the Church of Rome. We also see the first mention of the dispensation of the Holy Spirit and Jesus' command of the Great Commission to take the gospel to all of the world. It gives us a complete and specific example for us to follow, meaning expectations for us to follow, right? And the understanding that the Holy Spirit that our spiritual ancestors accessed and that had empowered them back then is the same Holy Spirit that we have access to today.
Amen.
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 So this begins a rippling effect of seeing thousands and thousands of people becoming filled with the Holy Spirit and glorifying God. Hallelujah. It lays the foundation for the expectations of the new church.
Yes, yes.
But when we think about it, right, in that moment, they really don't know what to expect. They really don't have an understanding of what to expect from God, right?
That is true.
And we also, even though we know some things about God, we didn't live in that time, but we know so much more because we've got the Bible that we can lean into, but they didn't have the words that we have, right?
No.
So it's, again, around the expectations, right?
Yeah.
So let's go into the text.
Okay.
Peter and John, although being continually persecuted themselves, they continued to participate in the Jewish rituals and worship no matter where they went. They gathered with the early Christians for regular worship, which was customary for the Jews who had accepted Jesus as the Messiah. This event regarding the lame man was the first healing miracle in the book of Acts. He had been a cripple from the time that he was born and had to be carried everywhere he went. The Bible tells us daily that he was brought to the temple gate called Beautiful so he could beg for alms, which is money or food. Now, keep in mind, during this time, there were no governmental provisions like we have today, like Social Security, right, that for those individuals that might be born with a disability. So they couldn't make any employment. They couldn't handle a job back then because most of the work involved some type of physical labor. So they would truly have to rely on the kindness of strangers. This man had to wake up every day with an expectation, the expectation that people will feel sorry enough for him to grant him mercy, if you will, in order that he would be able to survive another day.
Another day.
Okay? So let's think of that word expectation for a minute. Expectation means to have a strong belief that something will happen in the present or in the future. Now, that is indeed what the lame man believed. He had expectations.
He did.
But in the in-between times, what did he expect would happen for him while he was waiting for his next expectation? So there are three areas of expectation that I'd like to just focus on that I think is a significant impact for us all to consider when we think about expectation in general. Number one, expectation for yourself, expectation for people who know you, and expectation for people who don't, meaning people that don't know you. Okay, amen?
Amen.
So let's talk about the first expectation, the expectation for yourself. Verse 2 tells us And a certain lame man lame from his mother's womb, was carried, right? This was the lame man's life. Because of his condition, he had to have an expectation that he had to live on his own will. The Bible doesn't speak of him living at any time with his parents because it sounds as if he is an adult man. And more than likely, it's possible he might have even been living on the street in that day and age.
That is true.
So think on this, beloved. He awoke every day with the knowledge that he did not have the use of his legs.
Right.
That was his expectation, that he would not walk. His expectation was that he would not walk. This was a situation that would not change. Each day he had to realize and accept the expectation he had that this is what I have to do to live for myself. Remember, he didn't know God. So his expectation was living this day and each day after for myself in whatever way that I can because I can't walk. That was his limitation. What expectation, sisters and brothers, do you have for yourself? Do you see yourself like the lame man, limited in what you think you can achieve, whether that's physically or whether that's intellectually or just overall ability for yourself? Are you expecting, like the lame man, that things cannot change, that things won't ever change, like the lame man? He figured it won't ever change, right, for him or you, right? So, brothers and sisters, let me repeat, okay? Now, he didn't know God. He wasn't a believer. And so he didn't know what it meant to have an expectation, though, in God.
That's right.
Right? So I say to you, what are you expecting for yourself? Next, the expectation for people who know you. In that same verse, in verse 2, it says, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Okay.
Right? So there were people who came to pick him up, carry him from wherever he was, and take him to the temple gate daily. That's what the word tells us, right? So because they did this daily, he had an expectation of people that he knew that they would come, right? They would come at a certain time, and they would take him and then leave him. And he had an expectation, brothers and sisters, that these same people he knew would come back, and hit him.
That's important.
Right? Amen. He had the expectation even of what time they would arrive to get him.
Okay.
Every day.
Yes.
He knew these people, right? He expected that people who would arrive there also, right? There was an expectation for the people that he knew every day that arrived at the temple would see him, feel some type of pity for him, give him grace, and then present him with some form of charity. Even though that these may be the same people that attended service every day, right, the expectation that he had is that he would see them daily.
That's right.
Okay? Now, saints of God, I want you to think about the expectations of the people who you know. Some of them know, okay, we'll just say it like this, right? Some of them may know, some of you out there don't cook, right? People that know you. Some may know you don't cook.
I don't cook.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, because they know you, is going to make a meal.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's your expectation
that
for somebody that you know.
That is my
okay?
Yes.
All right? Now, some of you may also, may not like to clean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, and the people that know you
yes.
will know that. And people in your family will clean the house for you.
This is true.
Okay? Or maybe there are people that know that you don't drive. and that you need to be just like the lame man, picked up mm-hmm. and dropped off
yes.
at a location.
Driven.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just like the lame man, you develop an expectation of the people
you know.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. But my question to you, brothers and sisters, do you think God knows you?
Mm.
Right?
Good one. Yeah.
Right? Do you
yeah.
think God knows you?
Mm.
Do you know God?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
So just like you have the expectations of people that you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know God.
Yeah.
If you are a believer, you say you are who you are,
yeah.
the beloved of Christ, right? Then you know that you should have an expectation of God too.
True.
So I ask you, brothers and sisters, what are your expectations of Him?
Oh, God. Mm.
Now, let's talk about the expectation for people who don't know you. The Bible tells us in verses 3 and 5 that who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple
mm-hmm.
asked for alms, right, money, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter and John didn't know the lame man,
no.
right?
No.
Okay? They passed him by. They were about to pass him by
mm-hmm.
while they were on their way to enter into the temple.
Yes.
Understand this, beloved, that his position at the entrance of the temple was strategic.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. He could have been at another door.
Yes.
But maybe that door didn't get a lot of
traffic
coming in and coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But being at the front door, he was in position. He was in an ideal place
mm-hmm.
for him to be there in order for him to beg. It would be difficult for people to just pass him by
right.
without some type of acknowledgement, right, as they go
yeah.
in
mm-hmm.
to worship.
True.
So there was a purpose for him being there so that he could be seen and evoke a sense of compassion or guilt
mm-hmm.
in those
yeah.
who would walk by him,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. And then also people would leave the temple, and so they might come after they got the message, being
yes.
inside the temple,
yes.
they might be compelled, right, to be willing to be more charitable to him
yes.
right after they've
yes.
engaged
after
in the worship service.
After the service.
Okay? So when the lame man saw Peter and John, who he did not know, he had an expectation from these men that he didn't know. He figured, well, they definitely are going to give him money, or they're going to give him food, right? Because, again, the word says, expecting to receive something from them.
Yeah.
He didn't know them, but he expected that they would give him the same behavior
mm-hmm.
as he received from other people,
yeah.
even though they didn't know him.
Yeah.
He had been there every day. People treated him the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So you begin to expect that people would treat him the way other people do.
Yeah.
He had no idea that these two men, people he didn't know, would be such a blessing to him.
Didn't know.
Now think about this, brothers and sisters, right? We come across people we don't know all the time. And we are placed in certain positions that we have no idea why that we are placed in the places that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But God will use people that we don't know to be a blessing to us.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we expect that people will treat us the way others that we know have treated us, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That is our expectation.
Yes.
Sometimes that will work in a positive way, and sometimes it will work in a negative way.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes we believe that there are people who are just so warm-hearted,
mm-hmm.
and they treat us so well. The expectation is that even people that don't know us would treat us the same.
You would think, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we come up against those that people that we don't know that feel as though they don't have to treat you in that way.
That is true.
And those are the times when we do get ourselves hurt.
Yes, disappointed.
Because we are disappointed when
yes.
we have the expectation that people, even people that don't know us, are going to treat us the way those folks that know us do.
You would think.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, even those people that we don't know, God will use them to be a blessing to us. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, along with these expectations, right, we talked about the expectations of the layman, the expectations for yourself,
mm-hmm.
right, the expectations for people you know, and the expectations for people who you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So along with these, right, we also have what can we expect from God?
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. While we are expecting something from God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say that again, and I paused on purpose, okay? Because as believers, we know that a blessing is on the way, but that period of waiting, that in-between time is so difficult, right? So I say to you, saints of God, while we are expecting a blessing from God, what can we expect to happen to us? During that time, right? What can we expect when we are expecting? Exactly. So during that waiting time, there are three things that we can most definitely expect from God during that in-between time, okay? One is we can expect him to sustain us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we can expect him to strengthen us.
Yes.
And number three, we can expect him to surprise us.
Surprise. Yes.
Again, we can expect him to sustain us. We can expect him to strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can expect him to surprise us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So point number one, we can expect God to sustain us. Yes. God sustained the lame man. He took care of all of his needs.
He did.
He put people around him who cared enough for him to feed him daily.
Mm-hmm.
He put people near him that would even carry him.
Yes.
And he brought people by him that would give him money.
Mm-hmm.
He was sustained by God.
Yes.
And guess what?
What?
He didn't even know God.
That's right.
He didn't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And God sustained him.
What a blessing. Yes.
But as believers,
mm-hmm.
right?
We know God.
We should expect that God will do the same thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
God will put people around us to feed us.
True.
Jeremiah 23:4 says, I will set up shepherds over them who feed them,
yes.
and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord.
The Lord.
Right? The word is telling us that God will send those who are on his assignment,
mm-hmm.
who will come and feed us, inspire us,
mm-hmm.
lift us, encourage us with his word.
Yes.
And if they know that they are truly assigned, they will feed the people. And that food will be a spiritual food that will be full. It will be full. It will be given daily. It will be on exactly be filling.
Yes.
It will give ongoing encouragement. You won't feel anxious,
mm-hmm.
right?
No.
And you will have all that you need.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He will also send people to help carry us, right? Just like the lame man had people carrying him, right? We talked about how they were carrying him to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
They were carrying him back home,
yes.
right? God will send people our way whose sole purpose in our life is to support us,
support, yes.
right?
Yes.
To carry us when it's the hardest time,
yes.
whenever we may need it.
Mm.
Right?
True, true.
But make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the people that are carrying you. Right? The lame man had people carrying him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Understand it is God.
Mm-hmm.
It is our God who is carrying you.
Hallelujah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isaiah 46 and 4 says that even to your old age, I am he, and even to gray hairs, praise the Lord for the gray hairs,
yeah, gray hair.
I will carry you.
Yeah.
I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and deliver you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
This reminds me of the poem,
mm-hmm.
The Footprints in the Sand.
Yes.
Do you know that poem?
I sure do.
Okay.
Yes.
And the writer speaks of walking through life on the beach with the Lord, right?
Yes.
And she describes as she's walking along this
mm-hmm.
beach that she clearly can see these two sets of footprints in the sand
yes, yes.
throughout her lifetime, right? There's always those footprints,
yes.
right? So that was the indication to her
mm-hmm.
that God was always with her,
right?
Because God, those footprints were by her side.
You could see them.
She could see them,
mm-hmm.
or those footprints were in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
So she knew, oh, my God, this is, you know, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And even behind her
yes.
at one point,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So the footprints were indicative that God was with her.
Yeah.
But she notices at some point, at the lowest times in her life,
yes.
that she only saw one pair of footprints, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was so troubled because in her eyes, they were only her footprints.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
2 feet,
mm-hmm.
two footprints. They must be hers.
Gotta be hers.
Okay? And she asked the Lord, where are you, Lord? Where
yes.
are you?
Yes. Yes.
Right? But then the poem goes on to beautifully say,
mm-hmm.
which is just so profound, that as she's crying out and saying to the Lord, where are you, Lord? Where are you?
Yeah.
The Lord says to her that he never left.
Mm-hmm.
He never left. He never left. In those times of trouble, right, when you
yeah.
only saw, I love this point, hallelujah,
yes.
when you
yes.
only saw
one set
of footprints,
mm-hmm.
I was carrying you.
Praise God. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord is always with us
mm-hmm.
and carries us
yes.
when we need.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord will also send people our way that will give us a financial blessing
mm-hmm.
just when we need it.
Yes.
I can't be remiss in talking about that financial blessing,
mm-hmm.
right? He does not want us to lack for anything.
No.
God does not want us to lack for anything.
No. No.
Okay? But it's important that we know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, brothers and sisters, listen very carefully. I'm going to tell you how this works. Okay? It's very simple.
Yes. Tell us.
Okay. When you are a giver, you become a receiver.
Mm.
Okay?
Say that again.
Well, okay. Here we go. When you are a giver,
yes.
you become a receiver.
Yes. Yes.
Malachi 3:10
mm-hmm.
says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse that there may be food in my house.
Yes.
And try me now. Some versions say, prove me.
Prove me yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Says the Lord of hosts. And see if I will not open for you
mm-hmm.
the windows of heaven
mm-hmm.
and pour out a blessing
yes.
such that there would not be room enough to receive it.
Mm, thank you.
That's Lord. The word.
That's the word.
Right?
Yes.
And as I said in the beginning, right, God's word is true. Truth can never be a lie. So whatever God says,
it must mm-hmm.
come to pass.
Yes.
Again, when you are a giver,
mm-hmm.
you become
a receiver.
Praise
that's
the Lord.
That's good. That's good. Yes.
Point number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we already talked about that God sustains us, right?
Yes.
We can expect him to sustain us.
Mm-hmm.
We can also expect him to strengthen us.
Yes.
Okay? Expect that he will strengthen us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk again about the lame man. In order for him to do what was instructed of him to do, right, by Peter and John,
mm-hmm.
right? This is what God wanted him to do,
yes.
okay? He needed strength.
He did.
He needed strength.
He did.
God wanted to bless him
mm-hmm.
by giving him the ability to walk,
mm-hmm.
and he used Peter to do that.
He did.
In order for that to happen, he needed the strength, to focus. He needed a strong focus. He needed strong limbs and legs for sure, right? So I'm going to reverse that. He needed strong limbs and legs first, right?
Yes.
He did need a strong first focus,
yes.
And he needed a strong praise,
yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, in order for him to walk, he needed to be able to stand on his feet.
Yes. His own two feet.
His own two feet.
Mm-hmm.
He needed strong limbs. He needed strong bones.
Yes.
And verse 7 says, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. But he didn't gain that strength on his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before he stood on his own two feet, Peter told him, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, rise and walk. He received the strength he needed from the name of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, right?
Mm.
The news I have for you tonight, saints of God, is that we too get our strength from the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We too need to call on the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
There are many times in our life when it seems like we don't have the strength physically,
emotionally,
mentally, to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But when we call on the name of Jesus, we become strong in the Lord, right? Because we can do, the word says, Philippians 4 and 13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens, it says me, but what we're talking us, because me is us.
Tonight,
so this means we receive his power in order to do all things, right? We receive Christ's power in order to do all things, right? So the things that we need to do, all we need to do is call on Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to stand firm, we'll be able to stand straight, and we certainly will be able to stand strong, just in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Verses 3 through 5 tells us that the lame man saw Peter and John going into the temple and asked for alms. We talked about that before, right? Which means money or food, okay? But in verse 4, Peter asked something significant of him. He told him, look at us. Peter asked specifically for his attention. He wanted no distractions, okay?
Yes.
He wanted him to have no distractions. He wanted him to put his focus directly on them,
look it up.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And God asked the same of us, right?
Yes.
To have a strong focus. Keep our minds, our eyes stayed on him.
That's good, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 123 and 2 says, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hands of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord or God until he has mercy on us. Brothers and sisters, when we continually keep our eyes on him, then and only then can we walk in his will and fulfill his purpose for our life. Right? It's about having that focus on what God's will is. Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
The result of this, right,
was
his strong praise.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
He had a strong praise
after
that.
He sure did.
Okay? The Bible tells us in verse 8 that he leaped up, he stood up, walked in and entered the temple.
Oh, boy.
He walked in with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was walking, he was leaping, and
praising
he was
praising God.
He had a strong praise, a powerful praise. We talk about that in the sanctuary all the time. We have a powerful praise, right? We want a powerful praise in the sanctuary.
We do. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That lame man, I can't even call him lame anymore,
Because
he wasn't lame.
Mm-hmm.
That man simply could not contain himself.
No.
He was jumping. The word says it.
Mm-hmm.
He was jumping, leaping, and praising God.
Yes.
He recognized that God had just done something for him.
He recognized that,
And he wanted to show
his appreciation to God by giving him all the glory and all the praise.
Amen.
Let me ask you now, okay? When you think about all that the Lord has done for you, right? When I there's that saying, right? When I think about all the Lord has done for me, right? Right?
Yes.
My soul cries out. Right? Right?
Yes.
So my question is, what does your praise look like? What does your praise look like? Okay, are you leaping? Are you singing? Now remember, we're talking about what you can expect, right, when you're expecting. Right? You're expecting the blessing? Okay? You can expect that God is going to strengthen you. And in that strength, you should be given a strong praise. Right?
You should be.
Are you leaping? Are you singing? Are you shouting your praise? Psalms 98:4 says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises.
Continually.
Honor his name. Make his name glorious. Giving him thanks for all that he has done for you. His praise, the man, not lame man, the man, his praise kept him going. And praising God will do the same for you. It will keep you going.
Keep you going.
Number three, my last point this evening.
Yes.
We can expect God to surprise us. Okay, we've got sustain us. We've got strengthen us. And now we've got surprise us. Okay? The lame man reached out to Peter and John. Can't forget about John, right? And asked for what he thought he needed. Right? He thought he needed some food. He thought he needed some money. But what he received was something he wasn't even thinking of. It wasn't even something he could imagine. It was a miracle from God. Right? What he received was marvelous, shocking, and amazing. And brothers and sisters, this is what God will do for us.
He will.
He will do marvelous, shocking, and amazing things. He will continually surprise us. It will be something not only that is what we need, but it will be something that we will be completely surprised about. And how is that? How does that happen? Because our God is all-knowing. He knows it all. And in his infinite wisdom, he knows what's been. He knows what's going on. He knows what's been, what is, and what's to come for you. And that is it's a marvelous thing. Right? It's an amazing thing. It's a marvelous thing. We may not know what's coming for us. But God knows what's coming for us.
God knows.
Right? And brothers and sisters, if God knows it, that means it's of God. That means it's all good.
It's all good.
Right? So surprise me. I say surprise me, Lord. Surprise me, Lord. Right? So let me talk about that lame man one more time. Okay? So let's imagine this again. We're going back to the time of his childhood. Right? So it says all the way back to his mother's womb from the time he was born. Right? He was unable to walk. So being able to get up and walk was a surprising moment to him. That action was totally beyond his ability.
Totally
beyond what he could comprehend.
He couldn't do it.
Right? Far beyond what he was able to do. It was something he wasn't ever thinking was going to happen for him. But God gave him the necessary ability that he needed in order to stand and walk. He knew that he would need new leg structure, new bone structure, right? God did that, right? He knew that he would need strong ankles, right? God knew that, and he did that, right? God knew
that he would need to be able to have stabilization,
mm-hmm.
right, to be able to stand on his feet,
yes.
right? God,
God
knew that,
God knew.
And he did that.
He did.
Okay? And in that same way that God knew what the lame man needed, God knows the same thing for us.
Yes, yes.
And because of that, he will surprise us
mm-hmm.
by equipping us with whatever ability is necessary to do what he will have us to do.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, to be encouraged. Be encouraged tonight.
Mm-hmm. Be encouraged.
And walk in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything that you need to do what needs to be done now.
You do.
And anything and everything that you will need later,
later.
God will surprise you
will.
And give that to you.
He will.
What happened to the lame man was absolutely amazing. There was just no way to explain what had just happened to him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yesterday, right, the day before, he was lame, okay, needing people to carry him around,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
begging for food,
yes.
right? But this day, he's walking around. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So brothers and sisters, again, let me remind you, God will do the same thing for you. Not only will you be amazed, but the people around you will be amazed too.
Yes, mm-hmm. They recognize
right?
him. Mm-hmm.
Verses 9 and 10, the people saw him. That's
mm-hmm.
what it says, right? In verses 9 and 10, the people saw him
mm-hmm.
walking around and praising God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, they say, wait a minute.
Isn't that
Bolay out there,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a nickname for him and everything.
Sure they teased
they,
him.
They,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
right?
I'm
but
sure.
They realized that he was the man that sat begging every day at the beautiful
yes.
gate of the
yes.
temple.
Yes, lame since birth.
They were filled, I'm sure, with wonder and amazement
yes.
at what happened to him. Right?
What happened?
So just as those people were amazed when they saw him walking around,
mm.
Okay? Know that the people are going to be amazed at what God has done for you also.
Hallelujah.
As you continue to wait in expectation
yes. oh,
of what God has for you.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Okay? Know that we will always be amazed by what God does.
Yes.
Because he is Lord.
Yes.
He is our God.
He's our God.
And there's no one above him.
No.
Hallelujah.
No.
Right?
Mm.
Right? So in our times, in that in-between time,
yes.
what to expect when expecting, right? We're expecting him to sustain us, right? We're expecting him to strengthen us.
Yes.
During that wait time, we're expecting him to surprise us in the
yes.
end.
Yes, true.
When the blessing comes.
Truly.
Right?
Truly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Wow.
And we have to, and I know the wait time is so hard.
It is.
It's hard to wait. I chose that song in particular, Wait on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's so hard. We don't want to wait for anything.
No.
Right? We're the microwave, but we're the microwave generation.
Fast food.
Mm-hmm. We want everything fast. We want to push a button and it happens. Right? But we have to expect God in that time, again, to sustain us with his word.
Yeah.
Right? And in his word, it'll carry us and secure our finances
mm-hmm.
as he sustains us.
Yeah.
Right, we have to expect him to strengthen us during that time,
mm-hmm.
and focus, keep our focus sharp, right?
Yes.
Focus our minds and push our praise to a whole nother
yes.
level,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can also expect him in that time to surprise us in a marvelous and shocking and amazing way.
Amazing way, yes. Wow.
Brothers and sisters, God
mm-hmm.
is always ready to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Always, right? Every day is a blessing.
Powerful, yes.
So just know that while you're waiting for a specific blessing,
mm-hmm.
right, there may be something you ask specifically of God.
Yes.
But while you're waiting on that blessing,
mm-hmm.
you can expect that God will continue to give blessings
yes.
every day, all the time.
All the time.
All along the way.
All along the way.
Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Oh, my
Hallelujah.
Goodness. Hallelujah and glory to God.
Yes,
Elder
you,
Michelle,
Lord.
You always take it to
thank
another
you,
level.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I thought you were going to end in the area of what that layman expected mm-hmm. from people he knew, people
right.
he didn't know,
right.
and, of course, expectations of himself.
Yes, yes.
But no, we got a powerful reminder tonight that God will take care of us.
Mm-hmm.
He will sustain us.
Yes.
He will strengthen us.
Yes.
He will surprise us.
Yes, and our wait time.
Yeah, and I know the waiting is hard,
mm-hmm.
but you summed it up beautifully. What to expect when expecting.
Glory to God.
You've taken away all the fear and
glory
the worry
God.
Because God is in control and he has the power. And before I go any further, just in case there were those out who called in, who thought it was not robbery to dial in
mm-hmm.
and spend an hour and listen to the word.
Yes.
If there's anyone who'd like to call in and make a comment, or if someone would like prayer, now is the time. I believe we have one person.
One.
Oh, yes. That's more important.
Yes.
In order for you to come in so that we can converse,
yes.
press one on your phone. And we will bring you on the line. We have someone, and the area code is 516, and the last four digits are 3220. Caller, you're on the line. You're online.
Yes, to Elder Nichelle, yes, my family, amen, amen, and amen. A few comments. Yes, sustain, strengthen, surprise. You brought the word today. But your reference, footprints in the sand, oh my, that is just such a powerful, powerful message. And how you tied that in today, I will not forget that. That is one of my very favorite things to just call on at different times. When you know God is always there with you, do you have those moments when I'm like, no, 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 no. When I didn't see those footsteps, yes, that is when he carried me. And then your point, when you are a giver, you become a receiver. Is that powerful? Because many
yes.
people see themselves as a giver, but you don't think of that receiver part. When you feel yourself as a giver, just giving, you're not looking to get anything back. But for you to reference, you become a receiver. Just, you can hear I'm moved. That was just so, so powerful. And you're beginning the first healing, like in the miracle from the book of Acts, how you reference that, expectations for yourself, expectations of people that you know. God spoke through you today, Nichelle, and I thank you because you spoke to me. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much. That's Cousin Andrea. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much for listening in. Praise the Lord.
And at this time, Elder Nichelle, would you like to close us out in prayer?
Praise the Lord.
As
amen.
The Lord has truly spoken through you.
Thank you so much. We want to thank everyone so much for being on this evening. And I'd like to be able to pray for each and every one of you. So, Heavenly Father, we thank each and every one of these. We ask you to bless each and every one of these people on this call this evening. We thank you for being with us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for using me as your vessel this evening. We thank you, Lord, for being able to help us to know that you will sustain us in those times, in those in-between times, that you will sustain us, that you will strengthen us, and you will always surprise us, God. We are so grateful for all that you continue to do for us, Lord. Help us to remember that in that expectation time, in that waiting time, that you are there with us, always being able to carry us through and looking forward for the next opportunity to give a blessing. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover each one of these people on this call. Those who thought it not robbery to spend their time with us this evening, we ask that you give them a special blessing and that
yes.
you look over their requests, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Heavenly Father, we ask that you keep them, lift them and encourage them
yes.
and keep them until we're able to meet here again in this
yes,
dispensation
Lord.
Of time.
Yes.
We thank you again for each and everything, everyone on this call. And for each and everything that you do for us, Heavenly Father.
Thank
we
you.
Are so grateful to you. We are grateful to you, your Son, and all that he does for us, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Lord.
What he did and what he does for us that
yes,
helps
Lord.
Us to continue to be all that we can be through him, Heavenly
yes,
Father.
Yes,
thank you for it, God. Thank you for it all.
Thank
In
you.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Again, we thank you all for tuning in tonight, and we want to remind you to tune in next week. When the Butterfields will be back, right? And there will be Pastor Fair who will be on next week. Yeah. Yes.
So please dial in to 917-388-4161
to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastors Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.
Amen.
Amen.